Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, everybody. Let's go through some voicemails real quick. Let's do voicemail number 2. Hit it.
Hi, I have 3 granddaughters who want to surprise their dad, who's a huge fan. Molly, Lucy, and Sophia. We have a joke. Okay.
What does the Easter Bunny say when they burp?
Excuse me.
Love the show.
Okay, I like that.
Cute. Excuse me.
Next one up here is, do number 3, Ray.
Got a question for you all. I am getting married in August, and I have genuinely thought about not having a bachelorette party. I've thought about just taking a little trip for myself instead of having, like I said, a bachelorette party. Should I feel guilty for doing something like that? My mom and my sister kind of talked to me about it a little bit. The family situation is just a little bit different, and so I was kind of thinking about just taking myself on my own little trip with all this wedding planning. So I was just curious to see what you guys and your thoughts were on that. Thanks so much.
I think we're very consistent with our message when it comes to weddings, and that it's yours and you do what you want and whatever puts you in the best place to have a really great wedding and weekend or time with family, whatever that is, that's what you need to do because it's about you. It's not about you fulfilling the needs of others. If you're a giver, if you're someone who is a people pleaser, I can understand that that's the case, especially if they're looking forward to it, but it's not theirs to look forward to. So you do what you need to do. However, if you are a people pleaser and you're like, I really want to do something because they're going to be let down, do something way smaller and do it, but still do your thing. And make them feel like this is your bachelor party or whatever you call it, bachelorette party.
Yeah, I think going away on your own.
You need to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is about. It's about you.
That's great.
It's about you. And then it's about you too. TWO.
Yeah.
Too. So don't feel selfish about that. All right. Do we want to do the singing jingle? We're going to hold that for...
Hold that one. Yeah.
You going to hold it? Okay. All right. Let's hold that one. Those are the voicemails I wanted to get to. I got a whole list of other stuff. Oh, we went to the basketball game last night. It sucked.
What?
The Arkansas game. I guess it was yesterday afternoon.
It was fun going, though. I mean...
First half, it was awesome. And so, second half, it was terrible. Yeah. And so, that's the end of the season.
Mm. So no,
I lost $20,000.
Nuh-uh.
He did.
Why are you?
In a bet.
I can't tell if you're joking.
No,
I put it on.
Joking.
I put it on Instagram.
I haven't seen that yet.
I put it up yesterday morning.
But technically, you didn't lose $20,000.
I bet $75. And had Arkansas won all 5 games, I'd have won $22,000.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, we're 4 games away.
And I was gonna say you're like you're pretty casual right now for losing.
Right?
You're like, nah, that's 20 grand.
I lost 75 bucks. But yeah, we went and It was fun. It wasn't a great season for us this year. We had high expectations for basketball. Had pretty high expectations for football. Expectations for football has been bad as an Arkansas fan. But we're gonna bounce back and get hurt again next year.
Always next year.
To get hurt.
There's no chance that they get better?
Of course there is.
I'm just, as a fan, a diehard fan, no one will ever question my fandom. I need time away so I can get ready to get hurt again.
Okay. There was a glimpse of optimistic yesterday. Like he was positive for a second.
Don't talk
but
about
then,
it.
Amy, he said right after that, he's like, I'm done being optimistic.
Expectations.
Not even expectations. I had an expectation for the team. And I put a lot of my heart and soul and time and effort and energy. I do. It's one of the most important things in my life.
Yeah.
Whatever. It sucks. So we did that.
Ice cold beer, dude. Never broke your heart.
I know.
Long neck.
They did break my heart when my people died, my family.
Okay. Well, then forget it.
Exactly. Because they drank too much ice cold beer.
Then that doesn't work.
So it does. A woman says, she saved her husband because he's about to get eaten by a crocodile. And so she started bashing the croc's head.
This is a different story?
Yeah. A man has survived a crocodile attack after his quick-thinking wife beat the croc on the head.
Boom.
Until her husband was released. Anthony, 37, was halfway down the beast before being saved by his wife. And not only was he going to eat, he had almost drowned.
Dude, that is awesome.
Annalise rushed to the rescue, hit the crocodile with a log.
Yes.
Wow.
Until it let the man go. Dang.
Our wives would do that. Like, I picture your wife, and I do picture my wife doing that, picking up a log and beating the crap out of a crocodile that's eating us.
Yeah. I picture my wife starting to insult the crocodile in a way that's so funny, where the crocodile's like, I don't know if it'd be offended or laugh, and he'd be like, ha ha,
the crocodile.
And let me go. Yeah.
Well, same thing.
Scientists investigate what a murder in space would look like.
How are they figuring that out?
We are getting closer, I guess. We're getting closer. We're getting closer to every bit of technology working. But so, who knows, when the Earth fills up, we got to go either live in space or live on another...
What do you mean when it fills up?
Overpopulation.
How is that happening? People die every day.
It's been happening forever. Like, overpopulation is a thing.
You think it's gonna, like, we're just going to overrule this Earth?
Well, we're
like,
already
there's
going
to be no space?
We're already running out of, like, fossil fuels because we're using things up.
Sure, no, and I get that
and
one. That's not my argument.
It doesn't mean there's no space. It also means that they're using up too many of the resources where there's not enough resources.
No, I get it, but that's not... But you're saying overpopulation.
But it's too much population for the resources that are available.
Okay.
It's not about space. It's not that there's nowhere to stand. You're not at a concert.
That's what I was picturing. I'm like, you're telling me.
But there already is way less space.
Wide open spaces.
Yeah, dude, we have the ocean. I got a boat. Stay away from you guys.
But think about the 1700s. Think about the 1200s. This place, America, wasn't even... It was discovered, but not by our version of discovery. It was basically wilderness and woods, and there's plenty of land for everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm not even talking about running out of just land. That is a part of it, but running, we're using up all the resources. So you have way more people than you do things people can use to eat, drink, achieve.
Yeah, I get the resources. I get all that. But I mean, there are the same amount of people dying that there are born, though, right? Like,
that's not a one for one. It's not like the clicker at the club where it's like, all right, one in, all right, one out.
You sure?
There's no fire code on Earth.
There's a lot of multiple babies happening.
No, I get it, but there's got to, and there are big times where like multiple people die at the same time. So like, I don't know. Like, I feel like at some point, it's not maybe to the number, but I feel like we're pretty close.
But why do you feel like that? Because you made it up in your head.
Yeah, because we just don't, it doesn't seem like we're having more people.
Because you have only been alive for a fraction of the time. Okay, very short fraction. So you're not going to see a macro development in a micro frame.
Okay, we're talking about this, but I bet you some scientist has
counted.
Here we go. In
2023, there were 61 million people who died. In 2023, there were 134 million people born.
Okay.
That's the triplets.
Hey, Abby.
Yes.
We'll get to that. Come over to the microphone for a second.
That's the IVF.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's IVF.
That's not all IVF.
We're messing with
it's
it.
It's Octomom.
The population increased in 2023.
I was eight.
No, shuts.
Yes. John and Kate plus
in just
eight.
2023,
how do you get eight?
The population increased by 73 million people. Increased with deaths and lives.
We're messing with it, dude.
Okay.
Hello. Okay.
But no. But science is keeping us alive longer, too. You're not thinking about that, or people would die.
Again, we're messing with
it. Well, you know what I'm thinking about?
But that's anything. That's us having the education to know to eat healthier.
And the same thing with the resources. Okay. We're messing with
it. I'm not arguing with you. You're taking me down.
Because I'm right.
Well, so you're not right.
You thought you can't win this one.
You thought it was one in, one out, and I just showed you that last year there's 71 million people born that didn't.
Science is messing with the numbers.
Science is supposed to mess with numbers. It always will. Yeah, it always has.
It also prevents disease.
Right, which you're messing with it again.
Okay, oh messing God. With is not an argument.
Okay.
Abby.
Hello.
Hey, Abby is now over here. So I'm just going to explain to her because I'm not going to make her stay the whole time. So you have three sculptures, right?
Yes.
You're going to take this one too?
Oh, that big one too?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to take the stuff off of it. So that sculpture that you have there, that is Marcus Aurelius. Not that you need to know that, but everybody's asking here. So he is, what are you looking at?
I'm stretching.
Okay. I thought you were looking at something. I know Marcus Aurelius. He was a great writer. He was also a leader of Rome. Mm-hmm. He was adopted, so he could be the leader. So the other king, whatever, appointed the next guy because he had no kids, but only appointed the next guy. So he would appoint Marcus Aurelius. What the heck?
It's a doorbell.
Let me answer that. Hold on.
Come on in.
Well, let me see who it is.
Hello.
Oh, it's a package.
Is this going to smell bad to you?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Marcus Aurelius, one of my favorite writers.
Marcus Aurelius.
He is going to be blue Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, okay.
So paint a blue jersey on him with a number, like one or whatever.
Oh, she's going to like stylistically paint
She's going to do the art on him.
Oh. Okay.
You can even color his hair blue.
I can?
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't mess with the skin. That tends to get people in trouble when you start manipulating skin. Even though it's all white, we're just going to leave that. It's like super white. Not even like white, like white person skin. It's what would that be considered? That acrylic?
Yeah, I guess so. Porcelain?
Kind of, yeah.
But he has this like cloth draped over him.
And that's going to be just painted blue. In everybody's mind,
so
it's going to be a jersey.
Be blue.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Hold it up.
Paint the nipples.
Yeah. I would paint the whole thing blue, okay. Except for, yeah, and just put like a number on the, you can put a number on the middle of it, like number one.
Okay.
And then his hair can be blue and it'll be a Dallas Cowboy guy.
Oh, those are his nipples. His nipples are right there.
That nipple's very protruding.
Right there. Yeah.
It's cool. Okay.
It's cold in there.
The second one, in honor of Kickoff Kevin. Now that is the statue of David. He's going to be green, but put a basketball jersey on him. Eddie, can you flip him over to me?
Sure.
He already has paint.
Yeah, and you're going to just have to go over that, whatever. So just put a basketball jersey does this on the shoulders, right? Uh-huh. And then green. And this, just have it say Boston, but be green, like a Boston Celtics jersey.
Okay.
And this guy here.
My wheels are turning.
We'll write it all down. I just want to make sure I communicate it to you. Because Abby's a good artist. And I was like, hey, can I pay you to do art?
Is she an artist? Like, I didn't know.
Did you not see the hat? Did you see the hat she did for me?
Yeah. I worked so hard on those hats, and you guys didn't wear them, by the way.
The ones that you just colored red? Like, she just colored them red, right?
They were pink. She dyed them and then did the art, like the Go Hogs, the state. Awesome.
Oh, I didn't see all that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I drew it on. Thanks for looking.
I'm sorry.
It's good, Abby.
This one here, this is Thomas Jefferson. And we'll pull the stuff off. Thomas Jefferson is going to be an Arkansas fan. So you could paint his hair red. And I would put him in a football. I mean, I just put him in like a football jersey. So it can be total shoulder coverage.
Okay. Got it.
And then what?
Did you look at your phone? Because Caitlin's telling me to tell you to look at your phone.
Okay, hold on.
You did tell Caitlin to do that.
The guy's here to, oh, to not talk loud.
We're not talking loud?
No, it's not us.
Okay.
The guys are here to inspect the pool cracks.
It's a crack.
Oh.
There's some...
they've been waiting.
From the weather. But I told her yesterday, because some people have blocked her in while we're working, text Eddie or Amy, because I don't look at my phone while I'm doing the show. There's some cracks by the pool just from weather, and this is a new foundation, so they're coming to inspect them and fix them, because they're covered by warranty.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that'll be Arkansas. Red.
Mm-hmm.
On the Cowboy, you can do like a number 22, but on the Arkansas, you can do a number 1. I just don't want a bunch of number 1s.
Gotcha. Okay.
And on the Celtics, just put like a number 3 or something. And I can text you all that, but I just wanted you to know.
Okay.
Now, Reed, can you help? Would you mind helping her carry this stuff out?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, Abby, that's so sweet to do that for free.
No, she's not doing it for free. I'm paying her
because
she's good.
Like, okay.
Oh, okay.
She's really good.
Oh, shoot.
That's okay. So, Reed will help you if you want to leave all that stuff here. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, I hope I don't ruin them.
Me too.
What happens if I do?
Don't say that. It's covered under warranty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
No, those aren't covered under warranty.
Oh, no. Were these expensive?
Relatively speaking. I mean, I tried to find other ones. There's a reason those two are smaller. Because that one I bought like secondhand. But I can't find any that big that are acrylic without it being like crazy expensive. Uh-huh. So I bought those for like a couple hundred bucks.
Okay. We will not drop them either on the way
out. And I ordered a LeBron James. I was going to have all these historical figures in LeBron James, and they canceled the order on me.
Good Lord. Yeah, this is
wow.
That's a heavy one, right?
Yeah. That's real.
Okay. And if you have some glue, you can glue that. If it's easier for you, you can glue that base to that one.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Abby's so talented. People don't even know like all the things that she can do.
I'm feeding
them. Right? Okay, bye.
All right. Need them in an hour.
In an hour?
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What? I'm gonna need more time.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. I don't know what we're talking about. Eddie was trying to argue with me about population.
I know, because
he's just inaccurate by going, it feels like.
That's not inaccurate to say that science is messing with the
natural
numbers.
No, that
numbers.
Wasn't your point.
That
your
is
point,
my point.
Your point was it's one in, one out.
It should be one in, one out. But
you can't
but
should.
Okay, what's your argument? It's not one in, one out because we're making eight babies because all the, like, yes, that's why.
But who's we? It's not our, science.
Scientists.
Science has always existed from the dawn of, we first.
Since the dawn?
Learned how to do any sort of math at all.
Who was the scientist, Adam and Eve? Who was the scientist?
Think about God. Think about, I feel like there's science in growing things and horticulture and, you know what I mean?
He doesn't. He's just going to go like.
There's science in.
I feel like it's a science in knowing how to grow something.
It's the discovery of to do it that already existed.
Yeah, to make it better, to make it more, to make it cheaper, to get it. Like, yes, science in all that.
You're talking about a bit of capitalism.
There's science in food.
It's using science for capitalism.
Like making bread.
Make it cheaper so you can make more money. But general science has always existed. We've just only discovered so much as time has went along. We didn't invent science.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you did. You said, well, science is making, science has always existed. All we're doing is finding out more and more.
Yeah.
No, I'm not arguing. I can't do it. He's taking me down deep into the pit, and I got to move away.
Okay. Well, I can get you back on track because
please.
We were talking about murder in space.
Oh, I forgot that story.
That's the origin of this entire conversation.
How do you stab someone that's floating?
Well, no.
Science says. So here's what it is, actually. Scientists are researching how blood spatters in outer space. So if somebody does do that, they can investigate. Like, let's say there's a stabbing on when the astronauts are up there.
Right.
A team of American CSI experts have hooked up with British research teams to see how blood reacts to a zero-gravity environment. That should be the next show we make Lunchbox watch. CSI Outer Space. That's from Metro UK. Anyway, moving on.
Cool.
Eddie killed that.
No, the astronauts killed that.
Science killed it. Apple Vision Pro, those goggles are being used in surgery for the first time.
What?
A surgical team employed the device for the first time last month. I would just worry they're also like checking Twitter in there.
Exactly.
Because I have one.
They're watching a show.
You can do like eight things at once and nobody has any idea. The lead surgeon was not wearing the VR headset.
Oh, thank goodness.
A nurse who was helping assist could also pull things up in it and see it to help during the surgery.
Okay.
Which is a pretty cool resource.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one on?
Nope.
So you know who made them? Science. You know who made that computer you're on, Eddie? Science.
Science. I know, and I hate this computer. Takes away from my real life.
I think now that I've had that, I like it. The Apple Vision Pro, the goggles. Now that I've had it, and it's don't buy it. If you were considering,
not considering it.
Anybody in here?
Well,
considering it?
No. But I'm talking to people who were considering it.
You said to wait for like the second gen. Do you still say don't even wait for that?
Maybe it depends what it is. I would say because a lot of people wanted it because myself included. Early version. Let's see what's up. It is awesome. It's super cool. I should bring it down here. I have to pull my lenses out of it because they're prescription.
To your eyes?
Yeah. Because I wear glasses and you can't put glasses on inside of it, so you have to have prescription. For the price point that it is, unless you just don't stretch yourself to get it because it's expensive.
You don't think it has the capability to become a new norm thing?
I do, but not that big. And I think in a year and a half, 2 years, we're going to be able to do so many other things because now they'll be able to develop things for it, not just it so much, and not be able to develop. I can't even get all my apps on it yet.
But also, the price will go down?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But yes, it's revolutionary. I'm not saying it's not amazing. It's the fact that you can walk around and see everything normal like here and also have the stuff inside. Like I could do this show and have my Twitter, if I have my glasses on, and have my Twitter feed right over here to the right. So if I wanted to check Twitter while I'm doing the show, all I have to do is just turn my head barely and do my finger like this and look at it. Or my emails.
Your finger in the air?
What it does is it's finger-based, eye-based and finger-based. So it when your eyes move, let's say I'm looking at you like this and I do this.
It would move with it, yeah.
You look at the, it moves it over to it. I should bring it down.
How does it know what your finger's doing?
Well, so what happens is it, your fingers are used for basically clicks. All you do is pop your fingers, boop, like you're pinching something, but you're just popping them together.
But do you have something on your fingers?
No.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is really weird.
And so it's like I like that. And you can also grab it by just reaching out and pinching it and moving it.
That's crazy.
And you know where to grab by your eyes. When your eyes go somewhere, it knows that's where the cursor is. So, yes, it is revolutionary, but practical use, unless you're just a nerd and you really, and you are a nerd, mm-hmm. I would almost say, Mike, you're such a nerd. If you're thinking about it, you could probably get it and enjoy it.
Question, since you're but I don't think, with memorabilia and like looking back on what people have bought and like kept in a box, is this one of those things you should buy an extra one and just keep in the box and never open it? And then years from now, it might be worth a lot.
Probably, but I wouldn't spend that kind of money just to keep something in a box.
It's a lot of money.
No, but this is what those people do, and well, then they get, sell it for $30,000.
Get on it then. No. Science will keep you alive long enough. That thing will be freaking worth some money.
If you have a lazy eye, what does it do with that?
Well, my right eye doesn't work.
Right. No, but it's they move. You don't have a lazy eye.
So there are different hacks for that, meaning you can click into settings and base it based on...
Like my left eye doesn't move.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. I never had to go that deep, but there are ways to get around that they have built in.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. I should go get it in a few minutes anyway and let you see it, Mike. Have you put one on?
No.
You're going to freak out because it's super cool. You can watch like movies and shows.
Do you get sick?
I don't. And when I put the VR headset on for the, now it's Meta, but the Oculus, mm-hmm. I get very sick. Although I haven't played any like full games. I would lay on the, I'm about to do a mid-roll here, but I would lay on the couch with the light on and just watch that Patriots documentary. Because I can watch Apple TV just right. There's just however my head is on a pillow, the screen can be right. It looks like it's a 100-inch screen right in front of your face. Not like you're looking at like a phone. Or it looks like it's a big screen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And if you turn, you look to the right, you can look at your Twitter. My wife and I having a conversation. I had it on. Wouldn't take it off. She didn't like that. But I'm like, I can see you. But she's like, it's like you're skiing. You're snow skiing. You have to carry around the battery pack too. It's stuff like that that's got to change for it to be used by everybody.
Yeah, I guess it's like talking to someone with sunglasses on. You're like, dude, take your sunglasses off.
With like 7 pairs of sunglasses and a hoodie because you look so stupid. Okay, let's do this mid-roll here. Okay, if you're in Target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams add up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Do you want me to go get mine after this? Do you want to see it?
You want to?
Yeah, it's just at the house. It's, okay. It's easy if it's charged. Scientists have discovered the worst and the best time of day.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I read it. So. Oh.
Scientists have discovered that 5 a.m. is officially the worst time of the day. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why are we starting the show at the worst time of the day?
Yeah, why are we doing that?
And then 5 p.m. is the best, but probably because people are getting off work.
Yeah, and then it's like, gosh, you have to wait till the end of the day for it to be your best part.
But I think it's not so much the end of the day. I think it's the beginning of your day.
Yeah.
The I know. When the man doesn't have you.
I felt that, but that's 12 hours of like, life's not.
Yeah.
Well, it's a climb, though.
Yeah, you get there eventually.
It's a climb. You get there.
Yeah. A treadmill.
Yeah. Reed, everything go okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody dropped anything?
Nope.
There's the bill that could lead to the ban on TikTok, which.
I just keep picturing
it. It is
Nancy
never going to happen.
Pelosi what? Going tic tac toe. Did you see her do that?
No.
She was like, we're
SNL or real one?
No, real.
Oh, that's funny.
She's saying like, yeah, we want TikTok, I'm paraphrasing, but to basically be a success. And like when you get a tic-tac-toe, that's a win. Mm-hmm. So she was like, we want TikTok to be a success. Tic-tac-toe, win.
Oh my gosh. Tic-tac-toe. Amy's knocking stuff over.
She almost knocked over her helmet.
Regardless, something will probably have to change, but I don't think it'll ever be banned.
Yeah. They don't want to ban it. Tic-tac-toe.
I don't think they're saying tic-tac. I think it's tic-tac-toe.
Whatever, tic-tac-toe. Whatever, she said it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it feels lame anyway.
It was so, yes. To
it's
me,
like
it
an old
funny.
Person trying to be cool.
Yes, and it was like, gosh, just do your job.
The House voted 352 to 65 to the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, la, la, la. Basically, China owns it. China has all of our attentions. If they want it, they can manipulate and not even tell us that China's cool. They can, let's say you're on one side, let's say you're a hardcore liberal, they're going to show you really crazy things that make you even hardcore to divide. If you're a hardcore conservative, they're going to feed things to you that are going to divide you versus liberals even more. They're going to feed that to you to create that division. Oh. It's not so much about China, but it's like we want them to be weaker so we're stronger, so let's try to separate them from the inside.
I've got my TikTok to a pretty good algorithm now.
No dancing girls?
No, they're gone. It was awesome. But the breaks still show up. Like the helmet breaks and stuff. I don't do them, but I guess I watched them for a long time.
Yeah.
Those show up, and a lot of sports stuff. Still, my fishing's still there. Still have some alligator videos.
Are you trying to convince us?
No, I'm just saying it's at a good spot. Yeah, like, I kind of like good. It.
No, I feel like he's going a little hard.
Definitely not any dancing
girls. Yeah, nothing
girls.
To see here.
You want
to
see my algorithm?
At a good spot.
We don't.
It's good, dude.
We don't.
Oscar stuff right now, too, is dominating.
You worked really hard to get that flip, huh?
Yeah, I did, dude. As soon as I saw a dancing girl, I'm like, no, next. Mm-hmm. Get away.
Let's see. So... Is Sarah Evans on the show next week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to shout out Sarah Evans.
Shout out.
I don't think I'd ever met Sarah Evans. If so, it was very brief in like a award show set or something. Because she's not been on the show. Am I right, Mike?
No.
Yeah, I've never met her.
Is she? Yeah, okay. So then I probably haven't either. But I just know her music. So I feel like maybe I've met her. But I got the suds in the bucket and the mess I could dab it to do. Or a little bit stronger. What else?
Every time you do that, I think you're a little bit of Monica. Oh, it's not her, though.
So she comes over yesterday, and in the studio that we're working from today and yesterday, we did the Bobbycast, we have these, they're like antique red chairs, but like mini love seats from like the 40s or something. They were kept in good shape, but I bought them because I liked how they looked. And they're old. And I guess they're not super stable. No one's fallen, but in the past, we've always been like, hey, be careful. Don't lean back in them, because if you lean back in them, it will fall. No one, myself included, told Sarah, hey, don't lean back in the chair. And I don't even think she leaned back. I think she just sat and like crossed her legs. And she had a cup of coffee, and she fell completely over.
It was amazing.
It tipped, yeah, it backwards, not, and she went.
Like, I've never seen anything like that.
And she went, whoa, and her coffee flew up. And she still held her coffee up, though.
these fringe booties on, yeah. And her boots are in there with the fringe
It was funny because, you know, Reed and I were talking about it after the show, just because we saw the same snapshot of her feet in the air as she was falling and the trail of coffee. Yeah. It was a perfect wave, almost like the Ocean Spray, just you know, logo. Of
coffee, dude.
Of coffee just like flying.
Reed didn't even get it recorded.
I know, he didn't.
I know. I was moving these chairs so they could sit and so that I sat in the crappy one, you know.
I told you, we're going to trip her, make her fall, record it.
Then we talked about that. Yeah. Maybe we should just do that with everyone.
So, it was, I don't mind awkward.
Yeah.
And if anything proved that, it was that. I wanted to make sure she wasn't hurt, because that can hurt somebody.
Yeah. I mean, also, you can fall, hit the back of your head
or
whatever.
Not only physically, but even an ego. Like, it can hurt someone.
Yeah, she's a big star, you know? Yeah.
That's a good point.
That'll hurt you spiritually.
And she's probably,
she handled it
49?
Well.
Let me see how old she is. Hold on. It's not. She's like us. If we fall and we land just the wrong way, Sarah Evans is 53. That hurts.
Yeah, we can't recover that quick.
And I was like, I wonder if this interview is going to recover. Never met her. Here, 5 minutes, fall, spills. And we're like, oh, God. So I hey, make a little joke and test the water. And then she's like holding her neck. And I'm like, oh, great. You're going to call.
You sue me.
Right. We ended up doing an hour interview, and she's really funny. I could see where people could misunderstand her humor, because she's like cutting funny. Like, she'll go at you. Her humor isn't for the faint of heart. And she was like taking like excellent shots at me. I love it. It was a lot of fun. We got into some real serious stuff, and it ended up being a great interview. But I've never had somebody fall like that. I felt bad, but I remember sitting in it, and you can see my face when she falls. We have a picture of it, which we're not going to put up. Because one of her people took it. They were present enough to take the picture. I remember thinking to myself, this moment, like, you could feel it. It's just thick. She's on her back. The chair's over.
No one knew what to do.
You can see my face, and I'm just looking at her, and I'm like, all right, how do we dig out of this?
And even Mike, who was the closest to her, stood there, was just like, do I help her get up? Like, I don't know what to do.
I was frozen. When I saw it happened in slow motion to me, like, just the image of her legs back, about to fall, just like freeze frame.
Do you know how when something happens to someone and you're kind of gasping, but you put your hands on your face like, like this? I think my hands were on my face for minutes, because I couldn't, like, I was in such disbelief at what had just happened.
It was the most awkward thing to ever happen here.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
But she made us feel better. She made us feel better because she wasn't upset or anything. She was kind of laughing it off a little bit, which made me feel better a little bit.
I think it could have gone a few directions.
Oh, yeah.
I think our personalities had to match for that to work out. Because I think had I been someone who was a normal human who didn't actually enjoy those type of moments, just for the later version of it, the story of it, I think maybe I'd have been like, I am so sorry. And, you know, just a comforting, I'm not a comforting type person like that. I was like, are you hurt? No. Okay, well, I'm going to sue you for breaking my chair. That type. Yeah. I think her personality and mine happened to dig us out of that hole.
Yeah, good job.
If either one of us was different, I don't think it would have been good. If she was like, I can't believe that, I'm out of here, because that could have happened.
Yeah.
Or if I was like, I'm so sorry, let's reschedule. But both of us were just like, that showbiz baby.
Every time I look at that chair, it's just all I'm going to think of.
We switched the chairs for a minute. Are they still switched? Did we switch them? Yeah, we switched them.
You're now in the chair.
Yeah, but it's no different. I mean,
it's still a little wobbly.
It's not wobbly at all. It's exactly how it was. Mm-hmm. But I know not to rot back in it fully. But yeah, it was really awkward. About awkward. Now it was awesome.
Should we loosen one of the legs just to have the next
person
come in?
Depends on the guest.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Like if Luke Bryan comes in, we got to take that leg off.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
She texted me last night because I'm going to go do her podcast. She has a podcast, too. And so we were going to set that up.
Oh, dude, check the chair before you sit down.
Oh, she has it's a Home Alone house.
There's the knob, it burns you.
Stuff swinging from the stairs.
With a zapper on it.
Dang. I was going to read a couple messages, because even in text, there's a fish that Travis Denning sent me. There's some fish that Keith sent me. All my texts are basically people sending me dead animals.
Why?
Well, because they all hunt all the time.
Oh. Oh, a fish that they caught. Got it. Yeah. I don't think Travis killed the fish. He probably threw it back.
Well, this one was small, so yes. She's like, okay, this here. We're talking about dinner podcast. She goes, I've been feeling great until this afternoon. Now my neck feels kind of broken. And so I text her a picture back of not the sofa, but it looks like this one. And it's like a $20,000 chair. I was like, hey, should I invoice you for this since you broke it? And she said, I already Venmo'd you $30,000 just to be safe, unlike that chair. Cool. I thought was funny. So that's it. That'll be a next week. You'll hear it. We talk about it. It wasn't recorded. Was the audio recorded?
Unless Ray was rolling. I wasn't rolling yet.
Yeah, Ray was rolling.
Oh, yeah, we were rolling.
Got it.
They've got it.
Okay.
Wow.
I got to hear that.
Okay. All right. Let me see if there's anything else. I have a list. Okay. I'm going to go through this list of stuff I've made for the post show. Abby's not here. Okay. Apple Vision Pro, got that. Murder in Space, got that. Best and Worst of the Day, got that. Croc, got that. Sarah Evans Fall, got that. We did a bunch of this stuff.
Oh, Crocodile.
Which is perfect. One other segment, and this is Scuba Steve. We just haven't got to it yet, so I want to do it for the week's over. Ray, can you hit the Scuba Steve, what's the other S?
Suggest
or selects. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
It's time for Scuba Steve Suggests.
Okay, Scuba, the most epic night ever. Remember that one you sent me? It's probably a week ago at this point. Do you remember why you sent that?
Yes. I think it was about Blake Shelton. It was that story.
I don't. I literally don't remember why I sent it. I'm kind of putting him on the spot because he sent me this note and I was going to get to it. So what I want everybody to think about while we figure it out, share your most epic night ever. Think about that. If you can get to it. All right, Scuba, if you remember, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it was, I saw his story about most epic night being Oklahoma and I was like, that's pretty cute. That's not really like that crazy of a story.
Oklahoma, what do you mean?
Oh, like meaning like going to Oklahoma to perform would be an epic night. I think it's his hometown or whatever, which is cool to him. But I just was like, man, there's going to be more epic things that we have done here on the show in our personal lives that we haven't talked about, like stories of whatever, travel, I don't know. And I'm trying to get my bearings straight here of what my story was.
Well, look it up. We'll go around the room.
Okay.
I'll put him on the spot here. Most epic night ever. Eddie, does anything come to mind?
Yeah, I've had a lot of epic nights, but there was one.
We don't have to lead with how many awesome epic nights.
I have. Like the Garth Brooks, when we opened up for Garth Brooks, that was an epic night. Like unbelievable epic night.
Yeah, it's pretty epic.
That's a crazy one.
But, okay,
not it?
No, that's not
okay,
it.
Okay, you can't do two. You guys have to stop cheating the system on this.
I'm trying to tell you that I had many.
On. Well, you can't always do the one that you were going to pick, which actually is just you talking about it. Because it's cheating.
But I just told you that I've had
you
many.
And Lunchbox both do this game where you try to get extras in.
Fine, I won't even tell you the other one then.
No. Nope.
Garth Brooks.
Do it.
Okay, I'll tell you. South by Southwest. It was awesome. The day started with this artist came in. And he's like, hey, man, we did a TV studio, whatever, a music studio. And he came in, played a few songs. And he said, I'm going to do this show tonight. You guys should really come. And we're like, well, why? He's like, just trust me. You guys should come. So we go, and it's at this little bar, and Slash from Guns N' Roses shows up. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction shows up. The guys from Extreme, you know that
More Than Words.
They showed up. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine showed up. Pete Townsend from The Who showed up. I mean, all of these rock and roll legends showed up. And I was backstage. I was in the green room with them. And then I lasted about 10 minutes, and then they all realized that, who's that guy?
You were the one that didn't fit?
Who's that dude?
That's funny. Get him out of really here. Cool.
It was unbelievable. Oh, and the coolest part, too, is Slash was like, hey, I'll play with you guys. And they're like, man, we don't have an extra amplifier for your guitar. So I said, hold it. I'll be right back. And I ran to the studio, grabbed one of our amps, and that's the amp that Slash used. How cool is that?
But different than when you were back there hanging out.
No, I came back into the room and said, hey guys, I have an amp for you guys
because
the roadie came. It was the same night. Roadie came back and said, hey, we need an amp for Slash. I got you, bud. We'll get this.
So they brought you back in if they kicked you out.
Well, no. I mean, we were still in the backstage area. We just,
didn't want you in the circle.
Dude, in the green room, yeah. They were all playing. They were running through songs. Like seriously running through like Sweet Child of Mine. And I was in the middle like, yeah, this is so cool with a beer in my hand.
It reminds me of, I did a show in Tulsa and all Caitlin's family, they're from Tulsa and some of her close friends, everybody, I didn't know them all. I'd met them all like at the wedding or something and it was like their friends and their husbands. I didn't know the husbands. And it's a pretty personal thing because it's all family and friends. We're backstage, like it's a big cake because we sold out the show, it was big, whatever. And this one guy, everybody just thought that somebody else knew the guy.
Oh, gosh, that was hilarious.
And then eventually, he's like, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. And I was like, Caitlin, who was that? She goes, I don't know. And I was like, what? She goes, I thought that was your... I was like, no. He was just... We talked to him on the show later because I talked about it. He was just a listener who came back and just was sitting in like, huh, how about this?
Hanging out, man. I loved it.
Ate some cake. Yeah. Ate some of that sold-out show cake.
Caitlin was like, I don't know that guy.
She thought it was my... He was not only in the backstage... I had a private room in the backstage area with like six family members of hers. He was in that group.
Yeah, that's like the whole, the green
Super,
room I was in.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Lunchbox, most epic night.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to say I was flying down.
I'm here.
I was flying down to McAllen, Texas for a wedding. And
oh boy.
I was on the airplane Southwest and I was in the next to last row. And there was, I was on the window, some like 17-year-old dude was on the aisle, and these two hotties start walking back, and they're the last ones to get on the plane. And so there's one seat in my row and one seat in the last row, and I'm like, this punk kid better get up and let these chicks sit here because this is daddy's time. And
you say that in your own mind about you?
Oh, boy.
Like you talk about yourself in third person but call yourself daddy?
Yeah, I'm like, because daddy's about to do some work.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And so the dude... does his job. Like he gets up and he goes, here, you guys sit here. I'll sit in the row behind you. Two hotties sit down next to me. We start talking. Well, plane gets delayed. We have to get off the plane. And so we go and sit at the bar for an hour and a half.
Are you married at this time, this point?
No. Okay. This is before I was married. And we start drinking. They're like, oh, it's time to get on the plane. We're the last ones on the plane. I mean, they are all about me. And I'm like, man, dang, we should have got on earlier because now there's no seats, you know, by each other. So we all sit separate. So I'm like, I'm never going to see these chicks again. I get off the plane. They are waiting for me. When I get off the plane, I'm like, oh, yeah, about to be a great night. And I was supposed to go meet my friend Nina and her parents for dinner. And I hadn't even made it to my hotel room because the plane was delayed. Stop at the gas station, change my clothes in a gas station bathroom, go to dinner with them. And then those chicks are blowing me up saying, hey, we're in Padre. Come party. Come party. We're in Padre. I said, you know what? I don't need a hotel room. Drive the hour to Padre. Party with these chicks. Let me just say, had a great night. Spent the night in their room.
Okay.
Some things happened.
Well, let me say, did you hook up with both of them at the same time? Did you hook up with both of them at the same time?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, then.
Greatest night ever.
But.
Well, that didn't even go to like where I thought. What he was going to say. Okay. I
mean,
go ahead.
So then the next morning, I got
one
get
was
up.
A dude. I was surprised.
It was great.
No, that wasn't it. They had this sweet.
That's the one I picked.
And then the next day, I had to wake up and I had to go to the wedding. I still hadn't even checked into my hotel room yet. So I drove back, checked in my hotel room, took a shower, changed, went to the wedding. After the wedding, girls are blowing me up again. Hey, you coming back? You coming back?
They wanted more?
They wanted more. Back to Padre I went. After the wedding, I didn't even go to the reception. I said, screw the reception. I got two hotties on the line down south.
But you didn't do anything with them.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay,
just
second
one
night.
One of them.
Okay, second night.
It didn't have to be the same time, dude. I'm not saying the same time. Like, you're saying
okay,
it
was
so the same
time.
Okay,
so did you hook up with both of them, but at different times?
Yes.
Really? I need proof of this.
It was awesome. And then it was great. So then, and also that second night, we went to an after party at some house, some dudes or whatever. And I'm sitting by the pool, and I'm hammered, and some dude like pushes me in the pool, and I have my phone in my pocket.
Oh no!
So it's ruined. So I'm upset.
Why did he push you in the pool?
I don't know. I didn't know the guy.
Yeah, so but that's even like, weirder.
Yeah. What? Hey,
did you fight
trust
him?
Trust me. No, I didn't fight him. I went in and I had to go to the bathroom, and there was a bed, so I just peed on the bed.
What?
Peed on the bed.
Yeah.
Hey, it's pretty epic couple nights, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
It's like the hangover type stuff.
I just peed on the bed. I was like, you know what? You want to push me in the pool? Cool.
Wait, but was it the guy whose house?
I don't know whose bed it was.
Okay, but you peed on the wrong bed.
Oh, how do I know? Could have been anybody's bed, but they're not going to know because they're going to be so drunk, they're going to get in bed, and they slept and pee. What? So
oh,
eat
my
that.
Gosh.
And then, because they thought they were going to get the girls, and the girls were like, all right, we're out of here. And they left with me, and the guys were like, wait, you're leaving? They're like, yeah, we're going with him. Went back to their place. Boom. And then I had to go to a phone store the next morning because I had to go to my family reunion when I flew back to town, and my aunt and uncle lived in Elgin, didn't know how to get there. It was an epic night. Weekend.
If true.
Weekend.
If true, pretty epic night / weekend.
It was 100% true. And then shortly after that weekend, one of the girls met her husband, and they
shortly
started
after, I got crabs.
No crabs, man. But, yeah. And then I saw one of the girls, like, years later, like, maybe 5 years ago at a charity event, and she was like, hey, you remember me? I was like, yeah, I remember you. What's up?
So you hooked up with both of them, just not at the same time.
But she's married now, so, you know.
No, I hear you.
No, boom.
So are you.
But, yeah.
I was married, too, but I'm saying, like, so we didn't, like, discuss, like, how do you remember me from that weekend? We were just like, oh, yeah, how's it going, you know?
But you will say you hooked up with both of them, just not at the same time.
Yeah, good weekend, man.
In the same room?
No, it was a suite. They had separate rooms.
So you went from one room to the other?
No. One was one night, one another night.
Got it. And did they know that?
Yeah, they didn't care.
Huh.
It was Padre, man. Like,
what? So that just happens automatically in Padre?
I mean, it was like a Southwest, I mean,
You were just irresistible?
And whoever that kid was that was, I mean, I would like to write him a thank you note. Like, hey, dude, like, you knew what to do. You did it right. I mean, but I never saw him again in my life. But he made the move. He got him. He said, hey, you guys sit here. And I was like, thank goodness you know what you're doing.
I'm gonna pause this because I'm going to get to the rest of the story. We can get a part two in because if we're going to go another 20 or 20, whatever, I'm going to make sure.
Does Lunchbox have another night?
You know what? He's not a jerk in trying to hog the segment and go, I got seven that I'm not going to use. Here's the first one I'm not going to use. You know what? He maturely answered the question.
Okay.
Yes.
We can just end on him. That was the best one.
Okay, hold. Go ahead. Thank you, guys. Post show, thank you. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.